are a grown man in your mid-40s and you had to watch your grandson for the first time by yourself, unsupervised, what would be your plan of action?
You know, I came up with a big plan.
You had an actual plan to watch your grandson, Raven?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, I had to be interviewed by your nanny. I had to talk with her, Lindsay, about, you know, what it was. And I had all the right answers for the questions that she had. I laid out a bunch of my stuff the day before. Like, I knew what I was going to feed him. I had different meal options ready to go. I spoke with his mother.
He's 9 months old.
Yeah.
Meal options. It's not like you were grilling a burger or making chicken nuggies.
As a matter of fact, I did take him outside and grill a burger. Listen in.
Cooking with gas, that's something old people used to say. Yeah, yeah.
It was a nice day out, so we took his high chair right outside and we grilled a cheeseburger on the deck.
No, but you didn't feed your 9-month-old grandson the cheeseburger.
Well, listen to this.
Hold on, let's get you a bib.
He's wild.
I know you're a hungry guy. I know. All right. All right, some cheeseburger. What do you think? Yes? No?
The dog likes it.
You like it?
So that's what he does when he wants more. He slaps on his chair.
Stop.
He goes like this.
Did you ask your daughter-in-law if he could have a cheeseburger?
I mean, I'm pretty sure one of the first things she fed him was like Korean short ribs, was like a little bit of
but you chopped
barbecue.
It up really small.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, super, super small. Oh. Super small. And you know what? To tell you the truth, he didn't love it. He's loved it before. He didn't love it this time.
Maybe it was the way you cooked it. You know you're not great on the grill.
That's not true.
Okay.
Okay, that's I've come a long way.
All right.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two, that grill's been replaced. I haven't had a fire in years.
Okay.
Number three.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day. We were grilling. Everybody seemed to enjoy the process of grilling, coming in and out of the place. And then, you know, the thing is with him is he doesn't let you know he's hungry until he's hungry. And then, you know, if you don't feed him within like 30 seconds, he goes total nuclear.
Right.
So he enjoyed his Bobby. He did not enjoy the cheeseburger this day. We did have a little bit of Nana, so he was happy with that.
By Nana, you mean banana, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's so really weird listening to
really
you
small
use
too.
Baby words.
He's already got two teeth coming out the top now, too. They broke through, and he's got two on the bottom here, so he's a little chomper. And, then, of course, you know, I was babysitting him, and then, you know, he had a bunch of cheeseburger, and so that means it's going to be changing time, too.
Okay, let's change this day, B. Pick up your nose butt. Does it tickle? You think that's funny? Yeah, is it funny that it tickles, or is it funny that Grandpa has to do it? It's all funny.
He's just the best.
Yeah,
except for when he does this.
Those legs.
He squeezes his legs so you can't put the diaper on him.
He knows what's up.
Color coded, so we always know which side is the front and the back.
By the way, I really appreciate that diaper company.
Is that better?
You marked the front and the back.
Yeah, it is.
He was such a good boy. Listen, he won't always be that good, I'm sure, but he was seriously the best baby when I had him on Sunday. Still wiped me out. I fell asleep for like 6 hours after that.
You bring up a good point. Like early on, they didn't put the diapers front and back. I can't tell you how many times I like went to go pick up my daughter and my husband had her or whatever, and like the diaper was backwards. It seems so... Like, they should have been doing this forever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got cool little cartoons on it. It's got that stripe that tells you whether or not he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, this is genius.
There's so much innovation in diaper world.
It really has been good. He survived. I survived. I think I might get asked to babysit again.
All right.
Yeah.